We're back on the horn with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Let's get back into this Southern Marquette report. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
Oh, yeah. Let's get back at it.
Talking about the rut, talking about how you ended up tagging out already, and you got a few doe tags in your pocket you might go out. But really, you know, you're just ready to start taking care of the hunters and fishermen. And we're going to talk ice in just a minute here. But let's get back to that rut conversation. The reports I got from around the UP over the weekend was it's on. I mean, it is really on. There's some places where it seems like the deer are already migrating a little bit, though. I got people saying that they're not seeing the scattered tracks that they were. Do you think they're headed your way in southern Marquette County?
Yeah, it seems to be that way the last few seasons. I've got a good friend who's going to be hunting out my spot now, opening day. Owns some land out there on Stockgrade Road on your way to McFarland, and that was the same situation last year. That snow came out, and he owns 80 acres out there, so the deer are just migrating a little bit sooner. And then I just heard some places there, you know, along the lakeshore, they just got buried in snow. I know we didn't get much here in Gwynn, so yeah, deer are definitely going to be migrating my way, but there's still some good tasty bucks out there, I'm sure, available for all the hunters trying to get them.
What kind of products you got there they could take advantage of the rut with?
We've got multiple different buck calls. We've got rattles. We've got grunts. We've got 5-6 different types of doe and heat estrus. You know, we've got the sprayable kinds. We've got the drips. We've got some nice hunting clothing, some orange hats. Pretty good selection for that. We're not stocked up with any bullets or anything. I know we've had a lot of people stopping in to get the ammo. Maybe next year we'll carry a few things. It's just there's so much variety. And if you're looking for that, you know, stop up at Ace and Gwynn just up the road. They've got bullets available for anybody that needs those last minute bullets. But yeah, just scents, calls. We got the deer blocks, and we got said beets, carrots, and any other last minute baiting items. If you need a last minute license, we're definitely got the DNR license available for you.
Last question. Are you hearing about any ice that looks like it's close to being fishable?
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing ice. Most of the lakes, it doesn't seem like they're completely glazed over in our area. I know I was on a little one down at Charlie's Lake Roads yesterday, and that thing was halfway. And we had an angler go out Saturday who got his boat out to Little Lake, and he broke through a little bit of ice, got out there, but I wouldn't recommend bringing a boat out there anymore, but... Yeah, I'd say give it week, 2 weeks. I mean, it's always be good to be safe out there. Bring your safety picks. But, hey, here in Gwynn with the no snow, we should have ice soon. So we're looking forward to it. Fully stocked here at the bait store for you.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle hooking us up with that Southern Marquette County report. I appreciate your time, bud.
Hey, be safe out in the woods and water. I hope everybody gets a good buck.
This is the Outdoor Show.